Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. Vir die belangrikste sake nuus skakel in op RSG Geldsaake.
Pick n Pay is een van die grootste kleinhandelgroepe in die land, maar dit het die afgelope paar jaar baie sterk winde van voor getrotseer. Die groep het verlede jaar vir Sean Summers ingetrek om die skip te draai en sedertdien het baie gebeur met Pick n Pay wat suksesvol 4 miljard rand deur 'n regte uitgifte ingesamel het. En die groep is ook op die punt om Boxer op die JSE te noteer. Die groep het vandag winsyfers vir die 6 maande tot einde Augustus aangekondig. Die omset was 3,7% hoër op 56 miljard rand. Die verlies vergroot egter met 45% tot 830 miljoen rand. Geen dividend is verklaar nie. Sean Summers is op die lyn. Hy is die uitvoerende hoof. Sean, thank you so much for your time. You were appointed on 1 September last year and you said the turnaround will take around 3 years. So now it's a year later. Are you still on track?
For sure. Let me just say that it's been the fastest, longest year of my life.
I can imagine.
It's disappeared in a flash. And on the results and the numbers that you've just gone through now, you know, obviously it's disappointing when one has to announce numbers like that. That is for an absolute certainty. But I think in line with the prediction that I made when I did return a year ago, my instinct and my tummy told me that things would get worse before they would get better, which I think is perhaps an advantage that one has, because this is not my first rodeo, as they say. And these results are a manifestation of just that. The positive that comes out of this is that I can fairly confidently say to you that the worst is behind us. We've had a really tough year in which you've had to deal with two fundamental elements and processes. On the one hand, we've had to deal with the balance sheet challenges and all of the complexities around that. And then on the other hand, we've had to, at the same time, completely put in place a management team and infrastructure across the length and breadth of the business that was not there, as well as crafting a strategy for the turnaround of the company and getting that in place. So it's kind of been a sort of a left-hand, right-hand, yin-yang year. But I'm confident that the work that's been put in place, the team that we have in place now, that we've had an extraordinary year.
But your main goal most probably would be to get customers back in Pick n Pay shops, because that will drive growth. Are you doing that?
100%. And you can see in the numbers there that we have moved from a situation where we were solidly negative like for like into a situation that we are now solidly positive like for like and growing. Bearing in mind that this is a very active market, nothing stands still. A, the market remains tough for the consumer. Of that, there is no doubt. And B, we've got an opposition who continues to open stores at a frantic pace while we've been doing some trimming across the piece. But that for us is not the major concern. For us, it's about the quality of the operations and not the quantity of the operations. We must bear in mind that Pick n Pay is still a very significant business. You know, it's in excess of 100 billion a year of sales. You know, if you look at Smart Shopper, for example, we have over 11 million active Smart Shopper customers on our program. So Pick n Pay is far, far from being gone. That I can assure you, far, far from being gone. If we have a look at the turnaround and trajectory as we've been reinvigorating people in the stores, we can see the positive effect that it's been having on a by-store basis. So certainly customers are returning. And that is a process that will continue.
Now, you refer to ShopRite, who is opening a store on every business day of the year, or virtually, but you closed 56 stores during the period. You opened 39, but the portfolio or the number of stores are being trimmed. Are you not worried about market share? Because during this period you are now, is it possible to try and increase market share?
Well, I've yet to see a deposit slip anywhere at any institution that has a market share column or a percentage column. You usually deposit money. So I mustn't be too obsessed about market share. So if you have a look at the relative market share of Boxer, how is it that Boxer's managed to grow their fantastic business when they haven't had market share? So it doesn't, at the end of the day, determine everything. The same as scale doesn't determine everything. You know, everybody goes on about the scale of Pick n Pay. As I say, it's still a 100 billion business. So it depends on what narrative it is that you're trying to sell or propagate at the end of the day. So market share has never worried me. It's the quality of the operations. You know, again, I come back to it. I mean, I look at my dear friends who I respect massively in their business, Brian and Mike Coppin. in Food Lovers. You know, there's a business that's infinitesimally smaller than Pick n Pay. 100-odd stores, fantastic business. What's their market share? So we mustn't get too obsessed about market share. It's not the measure.
You refer to Boxer. It's going to be listed before the end of the year, or at least that is the plan, and you expect to raise around 8 billion rand. As you've said, it's been a star performer within Pick n Pay, so it's almost like selling the family silver, but how do you foresee that to impact Pick n Pay?
Well, obviously, I mean, we will maintain a controlling shareholder in Boxer. It will remain profitable, so we will still continue to get our share of dividends out of Boxer and to also help it grow. So we see extraordinary opportunity for the business going forward, as we do for Pick n Pay. And, you know, even for us, there's so much white space for Pick n Pay. There's so many areas where we don't trade. So, you know, the first order of business is when you put out a fire, you must put out the fire 100%. And that's why we're very, very focused on Pick n Pay. We're losing the stores that clearly are no longer fit for purpose. And, you know, that's we will continue to do. We're not just going to trade stores just for some kind of bravado. But in the closing of the stores, other opportunities open up as well. Unfortunately, next year, our store opening program is not particularly active. And that's the price we're paying for decisions that were taken 2, 3, 4 years ago, where Pick n Pay was not particularly expansionist already in those years. As you know, shopping centers take a couple of years to come out of the ground and get developed. But from 2026 onwards, you will see us far more actively in the marketplace. And again, you know, remedying the balance sheet, strengthening the company, getting ourselves back into the situation we're going to be in, gives landlords more confidence, it gives suppliers more confidence, it gives the whole network more confidence, and it also gives consumers more confidence.
Just lastly, your predecessor, Peter Boone, was paid a termination settlement of 15.8 million rand. That was after he was, you know, fired. I think that is the appropriate term because he didn't leave the company in a great state. But 15.8 million settlement fee over and above a 8 million rand salary he earned during the period he was still at the company for that year. What type of message does this send to stakeholders?
It sends a simple message that we fulfill our contractual obligations. And if you have a contractual obligation with an executive, you fulfill it. So, you know, it's not for me anything that's going to change anything going forward, even spending 1 second debating it. You know, it's done. It's history. It's like my story here in the company, the rearview mirror. You know, I can't change rearview mirror stuff. I'm interested in what happens today, tomorrow, next week, next year.
Sean, thank you so much for your time. That was Sean Summers, die uitvoerende hoof van Pick n Pay. Theo, ja, dit daar's baie regmaakwerk wat gedoen moet word, maar ek het mooi geluister na hom, daar is baie dinge wat gebeur en mens moet seker maar die pyn vat voor dit beter gaan.
Verseker, en ek dink die manier wat hy daaroor gesels is reg. Hy gaan moet die sy uitdaging natuurlik is en ek het dit baie mooi genoem en jy het dit uitgelig. Hy kompeteer teen 'n besonder suksesvolle besigheid in 'n besonder moeilike mark en dit maak dit net soveel moeiliker, maar as ek so na hom luister, ek dink hy gaan die harde besluite regmaak en ek dink Pick n Pay is waarskynlik op 'n pad terug. Onthou, dit het nou 'n reg uitgifte gehad, so dat hulle het 4 miljard rand se nuwe kapitaal gekry. Hulle gaan Boxer noteer wat 'n klomp addisionele kapitaal gaan inbring. So ten minste is hy 'n posisie wat hy kan terugveg, maar dit gaan nie oornag gebeur nie en dit gaan 'n tyd vat.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoe elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer MoneyWeb potgoeie, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg MoneyWeb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.